The grain harvest is just underway in South Australia, and despite a record-breaking crop predicted, anxiety levels among farmers is high. Just 12 months ago, two lives were lost and livestock, crops and homes destroyed in the state's lower mid-north in one of the fiercest fires the state has seen. While the turnaround for the blackened farmland has been remarkable, primary producers are just focusing on getting through the next few weeks. Caroline Winter reports.
John Lush is a long-time grain farmer at Malala, north of Adelaide. He thought he'd seen it all. That was until 12 months ago.
And it came roaring across this paddock at probably 60 to 70 kilometres an hour. You actually had a job to get out of the paddock in front of it. So it was impossible to fight the fire out here. It was just travelling too quick and it was too hot.
The day was described as the perfect storm, hot, windy and ripe for the picking. And along with many others, the pinery blaze decimated John Lush's farm.
It was like Guy Fawkes night. It was like night time in the middle of the day. The air was just full of burning embers. Everything was buckling in the heat.
As he shows me around his property, it's hard to believe that not so long ago it was nothing more than a charred expanse of land.
Well, it's the best season I've seen. This is probably my 50th harvest since I left school. The potential is enormous. It's an amazing bounce back from what we thought was a devastating situation. When the fire came through here 12 months ago, we sheltered on the other side of that big machinery shed you can see there, and the flames came over the top of that to a degree that I've never seen. So it was the most ferocious fire I've seen in my lifetime, and I've seen a few fires, and it just devastated everything in its path.
So what did you lose in the fire that day?
We lost all our harvesting equipment, headers, bins, tractors, 3,000 acres of crop that wasn't repped, my son's house. It's amazing now to see this turnaround where we've got above average crops, the trees are all starting to shoot out and look green again.
South Australia's predicted to reap a record grain harvest, with most areas bar the southeast looking good. A haul of 10.5 million tonnes is tipped, 2 million above the average. But for farmers across the lower mid-north like John Lush, starting harvest this week has come with equal parts trepidation and optimism.
We've never ever in my lifetime started a harvest with everything brand new, you know. I suppose we've even got a bit of a new outlook now that we've been through that experience to that extent. And that while we've got what we think is the best harvest we've ever had ahead of us, we realise, given the right circumstances, it can disappear in 24 hours.
Tensions remain high across the bushfire zone, where almost 83,000 hectares of land was burnt across more than 10 townships in a blaze that claimed two lives and destroyed dozens of homes, livestock and equipment. Darren Arney from Grain Producers South Australia says farmers are just focused on getting through the next 6 to 8 weeks.
I think there'd be relief. This harvest, you talk about the anniversary of the pinery bushfires. This time last year, there was only around 20% of harvest to go. This year, the harvest is only just starting, and then so we're really a month behind where we normally would be.
Anxiety levels won't drop until the job's done, but it will be the best Christmas gift South Australian grain farmers could wish for.
The tragedy they experienced, the losses that they've experienced, but then the ability to on the back of that, turn around and grow a fantastic crop would be quite a rewarding experience for them and help them to recover from the loss that they've had.
Darren Arney from Grain Producers South Australia, ending that report by Caroline Winter.